The just-completed year was a record-breaker for the Fayetteville Animal Shelter. The shelter announced on its Facebook page on New Year's Day that it oversaw more pet adoptions in 2010 than any other previous year. Justine Middleton, the Animal Services Superintendent at the Fayetteville Animal Shelter, says more than 2,000 animals were adopted out of the shelter last year.
Yeah, it's quite a big increase. Last year, we had a total of about 1,717. So I think when all the final counts are in, we'll be at over, 300 animals over what we were last year at least. So
about, it averages out to about an animal a day more adopted.
Exactly, yeah.
Why?
I think just being out in the public eye a little bit more. I just started this job around the end of October last year. And one thing I have been doing since you found out about the story on Facebook, we've been trying to use our Facebook a lot more. And I think that that's one thing that's really helped, as well as just reaching out to the media anytime we have, good news and or an event that's going on. I think just keeping the shelter in the forefront of people's minds as a good place to find a good pet, is just really helped us this year.
Did you notice, did you have more people visiting and interested on top of more adoptions?
I think so. I think that the community has been really, coming in a lot. We've seen a lot of new volunteers this year. Volunteers are really one of the biggest parts, I think, of why we are so successful. I think that getting our volunteers involved here and then also online, if we post one thing on our Facebook, but then, 10 volunteers post it on their page, and then those people, if you've seen the social network, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I think it's been really helping us.
Do you know about the number of animals that came into the shelter in 2010?
It was a little bit less than last year. I know last year we took in right at almost 5,000 animals, and we were right around that this year, but a little bit lower.
So fewer in, more out.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be careful. You might put yourself out of a job someday.
I don't think we're there yet. I would love that, though. That would be awesome. I think we're always going to, have a need for the animal shelter, but, we always want to get more out the door, and into a good home.
And you've mentioned the volunteers and the social network. What else do volunteers do besides be able to spread the word through Facebook?
One thing I mentioned, we do stay really busy here, so we aren't able to take all the dogs out and walk them every day. So we depend on volunteers to walk our dogs, and they come in once or twice a day, and that's extremely helpful. Same with the cats. They don't get to go outside, but they do get to get out of their cage, get socialized. Taking dogs and cats to off-site adoption events is huge. And that's another thing I think that maybe contributed to our success this year was getting the dogs and cats to different places besides the shelter, because there are some people that just, can't stomach the idea of coming to the shelter or maybe don't think about it. So if you see us at PetSmart or if you see us on the square or maybe at the mall, then you're more likely to come over and say hi and see what we're all about.
Has there been an increased effort in things like fostering programs as well?
Yeah, I've been really trying to, encourage people to foster. I think it was a little bit of a rocky start there when I started because we had some pretty strict fostering rules when I first started. And I think it's just taken a little bit of time to see, what works for us, what works for our volunteers. And now, I hardly ever say no to someone who wants to foster an animal as long as they're willing and able to take care of it and try to find it a home, then that's what really matters.
So more than 2,000 adoptions in 2010. I know it's only the third day of 2011. do you officially or unofficially for yourself set a goal for...
Oh, I've been thinking about it. I don't want it to be, unreasonable, but I don't think, if you don't set high expectations and high goals, then, you won't work as hard. So we're kind of hoping for 2,500 animals in 2011. I think it's doable. I really do. So really hoping that we get there.
If you want 2,500, does that mean you're trying to get more people to think about adopting pets or just have them think more about the shelter as a place to get a pet?
I think just thinking more of it as a place to get a pet. I think, when people think, I want a new dog or I want a new cat, I don't want them to go to the newspaper and look for, puppies or kittens that are for sale. I want them to think, hey, maybe I should reach out, open my home to an animal that needs a home. And I think that there's been a lot of, national media with the Ad Council doing their first big national push towards, encouraging people to adopt at shelters to show that we're not just, someone's discarded animals here. These are really, really great pets. There are a lot of pure breeds, if that's what you're interested in. I mean, we may not get a lot of English Bulldogs, but we get a lot of things like Shih Tzus, Chihuahuas, Yorkies. People are always surprised, you know, what we get in here. So I think adjusting people's expectations in a positive way is really, really important.
Well, congratulations on the big 2010 and best of luck in 2011.
Well, thank you so much.
Justine Middleton is the Animal Services Superintendent for the Fayetteville Animal Shelter. The shelter had more animals adopted in 2010 than any previous year. This is Ozarks at Large.